she might, and somebody asked her if she could do something or would she go somewhere, she'd say, I must ask.
Her husband.
So she'd say, I must ask.
I must ask my husband about it before I get into it.
And the man would say, he didn't want to make it, he said, I must ask.
My wife.
Now, have you heard any older terms instead of my husband?
No, that's all I've ever heard.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a what?
A widower.
What if the husband isn't dead, he's just run off and left her?
Well, that's a widower. It's widowers and widders. So the one that her husband's dead is a widower. And the one that's her husband run off and left her is a widower.
Oh, I
didn't know that. Well, that's the way I don't look at it, because he's still alive.
So she's just widowing.
Yeah, she's just, he just left her.
Your, what did you call your people that raised you? Who raised you?
My mother and daddy. I call them daddy and mom.
And what's another way of saying daddy?
You would say father or dad or...
Now you call yours daddy and mama, but yeah. Did you ever hear anything else called?
Well, they didn't teach us to do nothing but to call them that. It's whatever they teach them to call whenever they start the young and talk.
Have you ever heard some old people maybe call their parents something else?
The old folks, yes. I've heard lots of them, and I hear lots of young folks say that.
What do you hear young folks say?
That old man.
Me?
That old man and that old woman.
Me and his parents?
Uh-huh.
And what do you call your mother and your father together, or your...
That's my father and mother. I call one father and one mother when you answer them. Yes, mother, I'm coming. Yes, daddy.
What about your father's father? What would you call him?
Well, I called him by his name as Mr. Because that's the way I was taught to call him. He'd just be my father-in-law by marriage. Of course, I taught the young'uns to call him either granddaddy. And that's the way they wanted to choose.
And so a granddaddy is a...
Is the children's grandparent, you know.
And did you ever hear anything besides granddaddy? For somebody's father's father?
Oh, well, yeah, I'd say that was my husband's father. And you see, my father was named father to us young'uns. That's what he'd tell them.
Well, your father's father.
Well, he called him daddy.
But what did you call him?
We called him Granddad.
And have you ever heard anything besides Granddad?
No, I haven't ever heard. I've heard him call him the old man or the something like into that.
What about your granddaddy's wife? What'd you call her?
We called her grandmother.
Did you ever hear any other terms for that?
No, I never did.
That old people or young people might?
Oh, we were just taught to call our mothers and fathers, parents, grandmother and grandfather. Yeah.
Well, what's a name that you might call a child? What do you call that? It's a cute little name. Do you have a name for something like that?
Pumpkin or Sweet Pea or something like in the vast. You know, a lot of them call them that.
And what do you call a name like Pumpkin or Sweet Pea? You say, well, that's not his real name.
Well, that's right. You'd have to call him by his name, whatever his name was.
But if somebody said, is that your real name? He'd say, oh, no, that's my...
My name to give me just calling me quick when you don't want to call it out. That's what I'd say, and it looks like that's what you want to do.
Well, is there any kind of name that you call a small baby all the time like that? Like Pumpkin or something?
Yeah, there's a lot of them called that, but I always called it if it had a name, they give it a name, it went by it with me. But now everybody nicknames them.
So you call them a nickname?
Mm-hmm. That's what they'd call them, a nickname or something.
Well, what do you put a baby in and it lie down in it? It's got wheels on it.
A carriage and a cradle.